And today on the Rec Report, we want to welcome to the show. We're going to talk football, as we do here from time to time. We feature various sports games because, hey, the gaming community, and I'm not talking about the kind of games that you play, Ron, that you like to push buttons for and things like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Or play cards and things like that. I'm talking about the gaming community where you roll dice. And you're
this is right up your alley.
Yes, indeed. Or you're playing on the computer.
You've got a sparkle in your eye like it's Christmas this morning.
It is. It is. Sports simulations. We're talking football. We're talking baseball. We talk various sports here because the gaming community is such a where people our age, younger, they play. They like to play. They like to find out the what ifs. You know, it's great to watch a game. It's great to go to a game. It's great to watch a game on TV. But then you always want to know, well, what if you played this team against that team and you got a chance to be the head coach?
Like fantasy football?
Oh, yeah. By all means, like fantasy football.
See, you're a fantasy football guru. Still, I don't like fantasy football.
But still, with fantasy football, though, you can't manipulate and control the players. You can't throw it deep to a guy if he's a possession receiver.
Which he's just way too excited right now.
Ah, he likes his fantasy talk.
But nonetheless, this is on a different level, and we're going to talk about data-driven football. And with that said, we want to bring on the author of Data-Driven Football. He is Ron Pizar. Ron is from the Richmond, Virginia area, and he has taken a game, guys. And maybe you would remember this game back in the day called Pay Dirt Football. It was a game played during the 1970s into the 80s. It was a board game, a tabletop board game that a lot of us played growing up. And then the company, what was it? Avalon Hill, I believe, Ron.
Yes, that's correct.
Avalon Hill produced, didn't they kind of went out of business? So the gaming community, us kids, lost interest because no one was making the game. No one was making the seasons anymore. So, lo and behold, after a 20-odd year absence, Ron Pizar comes in, one of the game's players back then, and recreates Pay Dirt. And now he's come up with a new version of the game called Data-Driven Football that has every aspect of football in the game. Good morning to you, Ron.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me on the show, Kevin.
Well, Ron, tell us a little bit, first of all, your interest in tabletop sports. Tell us about Pay Dirt and how the game has evolved.
Sure. Growing up as a kid, I didn't have brothers or sisters or anything like that, so a lot of my time was spent playing simulation sports games that Avalon Hill and other companies produced. And, you know, I found this game very intriguing. It, you know, really emulates football, the intensity of it, the situational aspects of it, the team interactions, and you know, of all the sports tabletop sports games that I've played growing up, and there's quite a few. It's a long list.
Mm-hmm.
This game really comes to the top in my opinion. And as you pointed out, when the community lost it 20 years ago. You know, there were many unsatisfied gamers. So on a whim, I just decided to, you know, do some research and see if I could kind of reproduce and bring the game back in a more current, evolved way.
And with this said, football games, you know, you look at a game, some people would look at a tabletop game for the first time, a sports game, and they would see that and say, well, gee, okay, there's some nice fancy charts to it, and it's colorful and it looks good and everything, and yeah, you can put together some statistics, but there is so much research that goes into a game like this. And I was talking when Ron Paul and I were talking about this game last week, that you actually have to research, and you're reviewing game tape and watching games just like a normal coach would.
Yes, that's a true statement. The fundamental design principle really, really goes to that level. The concept is every play is categorized into one of nine offensive plays and one of six defensive formations.
Mm-hmm.
So every play that the NFL publishes on their website, they publish a play-by-play game file for every regular season game.
Mm-hmm.
And an example of what that might look like is, you know, first and 15 on the pit 23, Rashard Mendenhall, right guard to the pit 27 for 4 yards.
Oh, okay.
So what that tells me is they ran off the guard and gained 4 yards. So the underlying premise of the game is I collect every play. I read that data in from the file, and I put it in a database. And by doing so, I can then analyze it and say, of all the times that Pittsburgh ran off guard or off tackle, what was the percentage that they gained 3 yards? Might be 12%. So I can take that, outcome, and I could map it to a probability into the game engine.
Mm-hmm.
And so every play from every game for every team is directly or indirectly represented on each team's data chart. So you're using actual plays from the prior season, and it really, really portrays a team's strengths and weaknesses.
Now, Ron, with that said, though, tell us about how many hours would actually go into analyzing each team, each play like that, to put together the season for someone to play.
Right. It's the data collection process is about 45 minutes per game. Thankfully,
per
the
game
NFL
now.
Also has a game rewind service, which is a subscription-based service. It's mm-hmm. on demand, and it basically gives the subscriber access to every regular season game on demand on the web mm-hmm. in DVR format. So it's no different than had you recorded it on your home box through your TV company.
Mm-hmm.
You can then on demand at any time pull down and watch the game. So it takes me with that, and there's no commercials. Fast forward, I can get through a game in 45 minutes.
Ron?
Yeah, Ron, I have a question for you.
Can you
pit any team? Maybe I don't know if I'm understanding this right, but can you pit any team against from any team from any era?
You can. That's one of the aspects the game does try to capture.
Mm-hmm.
From a statistical perspective, there are a little bit of challenges when you say, oh, I want to play, for example, the 09 Saints against the 78 Steelers. You can do that. But again, because the data set that computes each team's chart is really dependent on that season only. Mm. So you have a little bit of an era gap.
Okay.
You know, the game was
right.
different, obviously, 30 years ago than it was today.
Right.
So, you know, is it really a fair assessment to say, oh, yeah, the 09 Saints against the 78 Steelers, play it out and see what the outcome is, how accurate? You know, there's some truth to it, but you do have to keep that in context.
Well,
but, yes, you can do that if that's what you want to do.
What year would be, let's say, how far back, then, could you actually go with this game and say accuracy is pretty darn accurate?
I would limit it to 5 year at most.
Because of rules
and range.
Yeah, right. Like that. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, I think that's, you know, from a cyclical perspective, you know, team, you know, Miami comes out with the Wildcat, you know, a couple years back. What's everybody else do? They go with the Wildcat. Now, it seems to be dying out.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's probably, you know, 5 year cycles where it's the same core players, you know, on the same, similar teams doing the same thing.
Now, Ron, hold on a second here. Coach Widge, you've watched a lot of game films in your day as a head football coach and as an assistant for one team. Can you imagine? Ron's telling us that he has to review one game, takes him like 45 minutes, and he's doing an entire NFL season to put this into this game like that. Wouldn't that be mind-boggling to you, Eddie?
It'd be kind of overwhelming to me a little bit, but obviously you're making some good money. What is the cost for the game?
Oh, the cost for the game, well, you see, that there's several platforms I offer. I have a PC version, which, you know, for the game itself is $10, and that gives you access to mm-hmm. the old seasons if you're not, you know, if you're a purist and you're a fan of what was 20 years ago, you can get in at that entry point. If you want the current teams, it's $23. I also offer a board game, which is, you know, as Kevin had mentioned, is, you know, tabletop, dice, mm-hmm. everything's printed out, which, you know, the cost increase there because I have to ship mm-hmm. ship all the components and get everything printed, that's $52.
Mm-hmm. And with that said, so you can play it either on computer, if you like the fast track, or you can play it rolling dice. But the one thing, and Ron and I spent some time together this week as I was reviewing the game, that is very, very interesting that I think you guys would find fascinating. Most games will have it where it's just basically you roll or you play for a result. And in some games like Strat and such, where you have, you know, offensive players and that they do one thing, and then if you roll the dice, you may look on the defensive side, so you go to their cards or their charts. So it's either vice or versa. This is the only game that we've ever seen, at least I have, where you play both ends of the spectrum to arrive at a result. So any of the plays that you do, there is both an offensive and a defensive result. You compute that together to get the final outcome, which gives you so many more variables. Ron, explain that.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. You know, so many games that I've come across, as you mentioned, they're formula-driven. You know, Rashard Mendenhall gains 4 yards a carry. You know, other platforms will, you know, no matter what the play is, no matter what the situation, you know, two-thirds of the time, 4 yards. Because they're using the aggregate level stats.
Mm-hmm.
When you go down to accounting for every play and representing that and the probability of those outcomes and mapping it to those plays that I mentioned, the 9 offensive and 6 defenses, the both players are influencing and consulting their team's performance for that matchup. And based on the 2 results, the game has a unique priority and resolution process where both outcomes from both sides are compared and evaluated, and then that's how the final play is the final outcome of the play is determined. So it really is unique, in my opinion, to many of the games out there.
It is data-driven football. It's a complex game, yet easy and basic to understand and play. Ron Pizar is the author. Real quick, Ron, how can people get more information about data-driven football and pay dirt, and where can they go to buy it?
Sure. You can visit me out on the web. I have a website, www.datadrivenfootball.com. And everything you need to know about the game itself, how you can get more information, contact me directly. I've got an email link at the bottom of the page there. If you're interested, please go out and visit the site. I can get you set up with whatever your interest is.